You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Sacred Space. I'm your host, Beatrice, and I'm leading you in preparation to the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we are using the book written by Father Michael Gately entitled 33 Days to Morning Glory. Before we begin our reflections, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reflection is entitled Mary's Retreat, Day 3. Yesterday, at the wedding feast of Cana, we saw a glorious example of Mary's motherly mediation. After this event, Mary surely pondered it deeply in her heart and discovered much about her maternal mediation. Yet Cana was not the most important part of her preparation. The crowning moment of her preparation, indeed, its full actualization, came at Calvary. At Calvary, Mary suffers with Christ. Through faith, she is perfectly united with Christ in his self-emptying. Through faith, she shares in the whole shocking mystery of his gift of himself out of love for us. Through faith, the mother shares in the death of her son, in his redeeming death. Before his death, Jesus has one more lesson for his perfect disciple who has followed him to the cross and fully accepted to suffer with him. Seeing her standing at the foot of the cross next to his beloved disciple John, he says, "Woman, behold your son." Then to John, "Behold your mother." With these words, Jesus gives Mary as mother to every single individual and all mankind. According to John Paul, this new motherhood of Mary is the fruit of the new love which came to definitive maturity in her at the foot of the cross through her sharing in the redemptive love of her son. This new love, says John Paul, actually causes a transformation in Mary's motherhood such that she burns even more with love for all those whom Jesus suffered and died. This idea that Mary, at the foot of the cross, received a new burning love for souls may remind us of Mother Teresa's deep insight about Mary. Recall that, for Teresa, Mary is the one who took Jesus' words, "I thirst," most deeply to her heart, and that she helps others to take them to heart as well. Anyway, John Paul further reflects on Mary's transformation in love. At the foot of the cross, there was accomplished her maternal cooperation with the Savior's whole mission through her actions and sufferings. Along the path of this collaboration with the work of her Son, the Redeemer, Mary's motherhood itself underwent a singular transformation, becoming even more imbued with burning charity toward all those to whom Christ's mission was directed. Through this burning charity, which sought to achieve, in union with Christ, the restoration of supernatural life to souls, Mary entered, in a way all her own, into the one mediation between God and men, which is the mediation of the man Christ Jesus. At Calvary, Mary's preparation is ended. She has received the full gift of her universal spiritual motherhood and mediation, which is a unique cooperation in Christ's work of redemption and a sharing in his mediation. After Jesus' death on the cross, we don't hear about Mary exercising her new motherhood until the day before Pentecost, when the apostles, together with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brethren, are devoting themselves to prayer in the upper room. John Paul comments, "We see Mary prayerfully imploring the gift of the Spirit who had already overshadowed her at the Annunciation." He goes on to point out that Mary is the discreet yet essential presence that indicates the path of birth from the Holy Spirit, first at the Annunciation and now at the birth of the Church. Mary's new spiritual motherhood is deeply connected with the Church. With maternal love, she cooperates in the birth and development of the sons and daughters of Mother Church. This birth and development has its source in the Church's sacramental life, where Mary's motherly mediation is particularly present. For instance, Mary is surely interceding and active with her spouse, the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit transforms us into members of Christ's body at baptism. Moreover, she is just as present and active with her spouse at Mass, for it is at Mass that Christ's true body, born of the Virgin Mary, becomes present. Because of the centrality of the Eucharist in Christian faith and life, Mary is always striving to lead the faithful to it. As we close today's reflection, which concludes the 3 days of Mary's spiritual motherhood retreat, we should keep in mind one important point. Mary's new motherhood is not some vague or abstract sort of thing. It's concrete and personal, and even though it's universal, it's also intensely particular. Mary is your mother. She is my mother. In this light, John Paul thinks it significant that Mary's new motherhood on Calvary is expressed in the singular, "Behold your son," not "Behold your billions of spiritual children." The Pope gets to the heart of it when he says, "Even when the same woman is the mother of many children, her personal relationship with each one of them is of the very essence of motherhood. In short, Mary is uniquely, particularly, personally your mother and my mother, and she doesn't lose us in the crowd. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, thank you for the gift of my loving mother, Mary. And that, dear friends, concludes the reflection for day 26, and I leave you with the following to ponder. Entrusting John to Mary, Jesus expected Mary to mother John as well as to entrust herself to his care and love. How will Mary mother you? She will be trusting you to care for her. What will you do to care for her?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you are here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.